Audio GC9.
Hello again, learners. Liam here. I am looking at buying a house, but I keep hearing conflicting information. Some people say foreigners cannot own land in the Gulf. Others say they can. As an expat, do I actually own the land underneath my house, or am I just borrowing it? It is a huge commitment. And I need to know if the law treats me differently than a local citizen.
That is the single most important question for any foreign investor, Liam. Welcome back to our Real Estate Deep Dive. Today, we are tackling the specific laws of ownership. We will clarify the difference between what a GCC national can buy and what an expat can buy. We will also look at freehold versus leasehold rights and how the rental laws apply to everyone.
Hi, everyone. I am Maya. Let us start with the biggest distinction, nationality. If you are a national of a GCC country, like an Emirati or a Saudi, you generally have the right to buy property almost anywhere in your country. You can buy a villa in a local neighborhood, a farm, or an apartment in a tower. You have unrestricted access to the real estate market.
Greetings, Chloe here. However, for us expats, the rules are different. We cannot just buy a house anywhere we like. We are restricted to specific areas called designated zones, or investment zones. In Dubai, these are famous places like the Palm Jumeirah, Dubai Marina, and downtown. In Qatar, it is the Pearl and Lusail. In these zones, and only in these zones, foreigners can own property. If you try to buy a villa in a non-designated local neighborhood, the law simply will not allow the transfer. So step one is always, check the zone.
Okay, so I have to stay in the designated zones, that makes sense. But inside those zones, do I own the land? I heard the term freehold and leasehold. What is the difference?
This is critical, Liam. Freehold means you own the property outright. You own the unit, and you own a share of the land it sits on, forever. You can sell it, renovate it, or pass it down to your children. Most designated zones offer freehold ownership now. However, there is also leasehold. This is essentially a very long rental, usually for 99 years. You own the right to use the unit, but the land still belongs to the developer or the landlord. At the end of the 99 years, the property goes back to them. Always check the title deed to see if it says freehold or leasehold. As an investor, freehold is almost always superior.
And we must mention Saudi Arabia, because the laws there are changing rapidly. Historically, non-Saudis could not own real estate. But now, with the new premium residency system, foreigners who qualify can own residential real estate in their own name. There are still restrictions. For example, foreigners cannot own property in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. But for Riyadh and Jeddah, the doors are opening. This is a massive shift in the region's history.
That is exciting news. Now, what about taxes? If I am a foreigner owning this land, do I pay extra taxes compared to a local?
Generally, no. The fees are usually the same for everyone. There is no annual property tax for anyone, local or expat. However, everyone pays the one-time transfer fee. In the UAE, this is 4% of the property value paid to the land department when you buy. In Saudi Arabia, there is a real estate transaction tax of 5%. These are transaction costs, not recurring taxes. But remember, if you buy commercial land or investment properties, the VAT rules might apply differently, so always check with a tax advisor.
Now, let us switch to rentals. Many learners watch this and think, I am just renting, so these ownership laws do not affect me. But they do. The good news is that when it comes to being a tenant, the law does not discriminate. Whether you are a local or an expat, you have the exact same rights. Your landlord cannot evict you without a valid legal reason and a 12-month notice. They cannot raise your rent above the official cap.
That is good to know. Equal rights for tenants. But going back to ownership for a second, if I buy this freehold property as an expat, does it help me stay in the country?
Yes, it does. This is one of the biggest benefits of buying here. Most Gulf countries now link ownership to residency. In the UAE, if you buy a property worth 750,000 dirhams, you can get a 2-year visa. If you buy one worth 2 million dirhams, you can get the 10-year golden visa. This visa allows you to sponsor your family and stay in the country, even if you do not have a job. It turns your real estate asset into a residency permit. However, a word of caution on inheritance. This is where the difference between locals and expats is very sharp. In the Gulf, the default law for inheritance is Sharia law. This means the courts decide how your property is divided among your relatives. For locals, this is standard. For expats, this might be very different from your home country's laws. If you own freehold property here, it is highly recommended to register a will. This ensures your property goes to exactly who you want it to, protecting your family's future.
That is a huge tip. So, I can own freehold land in designated zones, I pay the same fees as locals, I get equal rental protection, and I can even get a golden visa. But I absolutely need a will to protect it all.
You have summarized it perfectly, Liam. The market is open and welcoming, but you must navigate the zones and the legal structures correctly.
We hope this clarifies your rights as a foreign investor or tenant.
Thank you for watching, learners. Make smart moves.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.